Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international
call. Interface complete.
I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby. Throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired.
It's been a long week, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down. Let me take you to the
feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby, baby.
To a private kennel.
Gotta get away, baby. I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, baby. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good. So, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 baby.
It's been a long week, and you're
coming. No, it's been a long week. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the quiet time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me. Hey, baby, baby.
count me in for all of that.
Soundless words are screamed. Unformed thoughts vibrate. And I hear the music from this beat. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting. And I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
Against each other, more than all we help each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel, full bad mind. You take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. It's not about politics, all about the people in the community. All because of ignorance, they are suffering from crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. Grabbing a barrel, don't want me to survive.
Pity pat, what it gon' say? Let a real nigga get in that. I spend a stack, baby. give it to him. I don't care about the price, no, cause I can leave with you. Cause baby, you the shit and you know it. Girl, don't stop, man, that ass keep going.
Go, go, go.
Look at little shorty.
Go, go.
In the mix right there, man, that's my dog, Pretty, you know what I'm saying? New little hit single hitting the streets right there. It's called Shawty Goat. Live right here, you know what I'm saying? My Health, Your Health Monday. Doing a real big, man. With your host, Captain Smell So Good. You're riding down the Starship Smelly Pride all the way live from around the world. 813, you know what I'm saying, to beyond. That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Each and every day right here, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take a little special mention out before I start taking some callers. I want to address something real quick. Put this little Tom G right from the hometown, you know what I'm saying, with a song called Problems. But went down to the courthouse today, you know what I'm saying. This is unrelated, well, this is related to your health, because our judicial system, you know what I'm saying, down here can be very detrimental to your health. And it's high time that, you know what I'm saying, our people, now I mean as far as specifically black people, you know what I'm saying, need to wake up, you know what I'm saying, and understand it. You know, everything that you're seeing ain't what you're seeing, ain't reality, you know what I'm saying? And it really showed today when I went down to the courthouse today, you know what I'm saying, everybody know, I got arrested, you know what I'm saying, I got arrested for videotaping the police. You know what I'm saying? They took my camera, took my cell phone, and all that kind of BS. And they end up going through that. But as I go down to the courthouse, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy standing down there, Mr. Life, big up to Life, and Miss Connie Burton. You know what I'm saying? And these two individuals are very, very active in the community. You know what I'm saying? And very active as far as fighting for people of color's rights. You feel me? And then helping all of us as a people come together. You know what I'm saying, to try to get to one solution. And as I walked out to the courthouse, you know what I'm saying, two individuals were both out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, had the bullhorn, putting it to the people. But the one thing that you know what I'm saying, and I mentioned this to my homeboy Life, I say, one part that disturbed me was, you know, he out there with the bullhorn, and he basically, you know what I'm saying, he putting it to you, telling you that, you know what I'm saying, you know, like these police-ass niggas out here be talking to the police, you know what I'm saying, thinking that they their friends, and, you know, then you come up into the courthouse, and you're trying to befriend the public pretender who ain't there for you, you know what I'm saying, then you try to pretend, you know what I'm saying, you know, like the judge is there for you. The judicial system is set up. It's open 7 days a week, which I didn't know. But he brought that to my attention, you know what I'm saying? It's over 7 days a week, you know what I'm saying? But I did know that they do special sessions, you know what I'm saying? After hours, you know, in the dark sessions, you know what I'm saying? Where if they just want to get a case passed, like Jennifer Porter and a couple other cases, you know what I'm saying? They did them all behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying? And nobody heard about that in the news. So what they are advocating for, they have They have called the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization. You know what I'm saying? And this is definitely what time it is. It's been past time. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you got to start somewhere. So the message is, you know, they're a community organization. This is just giving a little promo for Life. And Ms. Connie Burton, who's the chairman of the BPADO, which is the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization, and also Life, who is the director of the organization. And but the organization is dedicated to defending and securing the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of the people of Hillsborough County and really beyond. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to take, you know, those beyond just Hillsborough County, Tampa, and Florida, you know what I'm saying, to really address this problem. You know what I'm saying? So we can get a proper solution. And it's by any means necessary. And making sure our tax dollars stop causing our pain and work for our prosperity. You know, which, you know what I'm saying, that's real big, because it kind of confuses me. How the hell I'm standing out, you know what I'm saying, being a pillar of the community. So when I'm sitting up here, standing across the street, just minding my own business, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring, you know, some entertainment to the neighborhood and a positive light, you know what I'm saying, because you got cops on TV every damn day, you know what I'm saying? And the cops, all they do is try to embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? They already basically convicting you, you know what I'm saying, guilty, you know what I'm saying, right there on camera. And you're already facing emotional distress, you know what I'm saying? They already done ruined your world, because whatever they accuse you of in front of national television, you know what I'm saying, that's what national people going to see. Regardless if you go to court and it gets dismissed, thrown out, or whatever, national headlines showed you as a pedophile. National headlines showed you as a rapist. National headlines showed you as a thief. That's what national headlines show. But regardless of you going through the motions and going through the court and getting that, you know what I'm saying, throwed out or whatever, they're not going to nationally go back in and try to, you know what I'm saying, correct that problem. And this is, you know what I'm saying, the problem that we have down here. One quick second. I got some people on the line. I'm going to beam on up. And let me just tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, welcome to the show. This is the Starship Smelly Prize. What we do with him is we on some futuristic voyage of, you know what I'm saying, taking our people to a higher level. I live in 3009. I don't stay in 2000, you know what I'm saying, because we have to be on a futuristic thinking in order for us to get beyond our past. Because right now, you know, our individuals that's around us are all stuck in on stupid, you know what I'm saying, basically stuck on the past, stuck in that, you know, swing low, sweet chariot, you know what I'm saying, and all that's been out the door, you know, shit, 400 years ago, you know what I'm saying. So, with that being said, let me bring up a couple of individuals on the show, man. Y'all hold on 1 second. All right, I want to welcome 727-813, you're in the building. I already know that's my dog Life right there. He's the director of the organization of the BPADO, which is the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization, right here for Tampa, Florida, man, representing real big for Hillsborough County, and you know, doing a lot of things for the peoples. What's up, Life? How you doing, my brother?
And I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Hey, man, blessed and unstressed. You know what I'm saying? Blessed and unstressed. Just trying to, you know, take this thing to another medium. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. First of all, like, thank you for,
man,
you know,
no, I appreciate
taking the time,
man. I appreciate it, man. You know, I heard you, you know, telling the people a little bit about the Black People's Advancement Defense Organization. I just really appreciate you putting that out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. I didn't even finish because I wanted to make sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, here in the Hillsborough County area, or those that might even be listening, you know what I'm saying, via the iPod podcast and all this in the archives, that might not catch this live. But May 22nd, you know what I'm saying, got a community meeting, 2010, 1 p.m. That's at the College Hill Library at 2607 East Martin Luther King Boulevard. And that's here in Tampa, Florida. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to definitely hit that up. Also, you can contact my dog Life right here, 813-810-3582, or hit him up at the email. That's tbpado@gmail.com. And that's for all my internet buffs out there who want to send proof, you know what I'm saying, of any injustices you might go on. You got some grievances, you know what I'm saying? That's really what you need to be hitting up that email for, too. You know what I'm saying, and anything you can do to help out in the cause, you know what I'm saying, please pass that information along. So, what was going on down the day at the courthouse?
mean, you know.
Well, that ain't going on every day. You know what I'm saying? Besides the crookedness that go on every day, so.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it wasn't nothing in particular. You know, the reason why we there is because we realize that every day, the court system here in Hillsborough County is raping poor people. You know, taking advantage of poor people, railroading poor people to jail and prison, sending our children to jail and prison on a fast track, and we got to do something about it because it's not going to stop if we don't organize ourselves in a certain kind of way, stand up like responsible men and women, take our rightful place in history, and begin to take control of our own future. So that's why we're there. It's no particular case that compelled us to be there. We've been there every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday since September of 2009. You know, so that's what we do every day. You know, at least that's what we do on those days, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. When we're not there, we're in the neighborhoods, you know, organizing, doing footwork, just doing what we can to change the concept in our community that we are participants and spectators. I mean, that we are spectators and not participants, you know, in what's going on in our lives. So, you know, that's what that is.
All right, that's what time it is. And let me ask you something, because I seen a big problem while we were standing down there. Like I told you, and I'm going to bring you this paperwork. You know what I'm saying? This is also public record. If anybody want to look up, you know what I'm saying, look up my information. You know, I was arrested April 12th, you know what I'm saying, right outside the Apollo Bar, which is now called the Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, in front of two witnesses. You know what I'm saying? I got video footage. You can go on YouTube, matter of fact, and look up the video on YouTube of why I actually got arrested. I already put it's already out there on YouTube. And, you know, so one of them happened to me.
What's it under, brother?
On the YouTube.com/DJ Smell So Good, all one word. And when you look up that, you see all my videos. And it says, have you ever gone to jail for videotaping the police? And then it says, well, with three periods after. Cause,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? People keep trying to find it unbelievable. But, you know, we living in just an unbelievable world. You know what I'm saying? That's really what the problem is. We living in a state that ain't built for us. You know what I'm saying? It was built by us, but it's not built for us. You know, and not as far as progression. You know, it's built to keep us down and regressing. And the problem that I seen while we were standing out there was when the woman walked by with the little kid, you know what I'm saying? And the little kid snatched, you know, when she stopped, when the brother asked her to come over, and then he
right.
snatched and basically kept trying to, you know, go, you know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
And I seen that twice, though, as I was standing in line. There was another little brother standing with his mama. And see, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? These little puss-ass kids out here trying to play adults. You know what I'm saying? But then when they get in trouble, who's at the courthouse? You know, now your mama, and it's really just the mama because they done took the daddies out of the picture. You know what I'm saying? They done Willie Lynch that back out of the picture again. You know what I'm saying? So now we left with the mamas out on the street, you know what I'm saying, trying to play the man role, you know what I'm saying, and lend a hand in a child's upbringing. But what clearly showed today was that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? The little boy, he snatched away. He all over there. But you the cause of the problem. It ain't your mama, you know what I'm saying, that caused you to be down here. But even though she is a direct reflection of why you down here, because it's a lack of discipline. You know what I'm saying? It's a lack of teaching your child that this ain't the place you want to be. You don't want to be standing out here in this long line, you know what I'm saying, in the hot sun around with adults. You know what I'm saying? You a child putting yourself into an adult situation. You know, and this is why my show today is each and every month is called My Health, Your Health Monday. You know, and believe you me, the judicial system here is a direct, you know what I'm saying, health problem. You know what I'm saying? They're a direct health problem. I mean, from causing you physical stress to emotional stress, you know what I'm saying, to just a whole, you know, bad feeling all the way around. You know what I'm saying? Because every time you never felt good about walking into no courthouse doors. You know what I'm saying? Your heart always slumped down. Your blood pressure always go up. You know what I'm saying? You're going through the metal detectors. You know what I'm saying? Now your heart beating rapidly. all this kind of stress, you know what I'm saying, is uncalled for. And you just coming in there maybe to pay a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Just pay a simple traffic ticket or go to court for something as simple as the open container. You know, which down here, our judicial system makes a mockery out of that. You know what I'm saying? Misdemeanor crimes. You know, and the guy was in there today. Looking at a year and a day of 30 days in jail just for having an open container. Mm-hmm. Which is a ticket. You know what I'm saying? The marijuana cases that came through, all of them was looking at, you know what I'm saying, penalty up to a year and a day. And this is how they come at you. They don't tell you what they finna really do to you. They just tell you what we could do to you. You know what I'm saying? To throw that old super scare tactic to you. You know what I'm saying? But in the end, man, all you got to do is know your rights, which a lot of us do not know our rights, period. I've seen a lot of them people standing in line staring at you like, how is he standing out here on talking over this megaphone, you know what I'm saying, loudly? And that's the problem. You know, our people have been silent so long and have allowed others to manipulate us to remain silent. You know, but then you won't even remain silent when it's time for you to. You know, you got the cops putting y'all in the headlock, you know what I'm saying, throwing y'all up against the car because you steady want to talk shit and run your mouth. Instead of pin whipping them, you know what I'm saying, after the arrest, let them do what they're going to do. If they're going to bam you, let them bam you. You know what I'm saying? But the after effect is what's going to be the most important. My dealing right now, I got the internal affairs already handling business. I ain't even doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. You feel me? Because everything has been done. I done took the fall. You feel me? I done went to jail. And I done got back out. You know what I'm saying? Just to show my people that this is what you got to do. You know, sometimes you're gonna have to be the fall guy for some situations in order for everybody else to learn from that situation and not to be that. You know what I'm saying? Now, so I'm standing here telling you it's not illegal to videotape the police. You know what I'm saying? Now I had to go through jail to show you that it's not illegal. The videotape the police, and if this do happen, then you don't take that into your own hands. You don't go down to the police department and just sit into the police department and like, well, until y'all give me justice, I ain't going nowhere. You know, that ain't finna do nothing for our community. That ain't finna do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? That's not finna lead to an example that our young youth need to. You know what I'm saying? Follow. So what I tell them is, you use the pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. Pen whip them. That's what that piece of paper come off that tree for. You pen whip them. Put it down in a statement. Submit it. If somebody feels that you had a justified enough case, somebody gonna go ahead and do something for you. They gonna help you out. And that's where that's the same situation I face. You know what I'm saying? All I had to do was extend the hand.
I want to jump in right quick if I can. Touched on a couple of things. You know, one thing I want to say is, you know, you're right. A lot of our young people are making some errant decisions. But I always like to say that we got to get into the mindset of not just looking at what the problem is. We got to look at what's causing the problem. And one of the things that caused the problem of our young people making these errant decisions is the fact that they don't have enough examples. There are not enough of us. There's not enough DJ Smell So Good who's making sure that they put out an example for our young people to follow. You know, there's not enough Connie Burton. There's not enough license. There's not enough organizations like the Black People's Advancement Defense Organization to give our young people examples to follow. So, they're just doing the best that they can, with the limited knowledge that they have. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody to struggle to be an example, not just for young people, but for other people in the community. I mean, even when you were talking about adults, even when you were talking about people not knowing their rights, you know, you weren't just talking about children, you're talking about adults as well. So a lot of us just don't know because we haven't had those examples. So those of us who do know have to take it upon ourselves to be examples. A lot of us, we know, but we do it in private, as opposed to yourself, for example, who knows and is using your knowledge, you know, taking your knowledge to a public stage so other people can make use of it. We have to start doing more of that. Yeah. I want to say that part. And the other thing I want to say is, you know, the internal affairs thing is a good move because it's definitely going to put a paper trail on the police. That ended up harassing you. The thing is, though, that's the Internal Affairs Bureau, the IAB. That's the police that police the police. And exactly. what we know is that they all on the same team. They're not about to come up with some kind of determination on their investigation that's going to leave a blemish on their team. So that's why we understand that it's important for us to build our own team. It don't make sense for us to constantly be running up against the team by ourselves. That's why, you know, we are. That's why Sister Connie Burton and myself built the Black People's Advancement Defense Organization, because we realize it's a team sport. So we have to be organized. You've never seen 11 people on one side of the ball in a football game and one person on the other side. You know, you always see, you know, 11 and 11. So, you know, you can't keep playing this team sport without being on the team and stuff. That's why we say we need to get organized.
Nah, that's real. That's real shit. And the other thing with me, I'm ex-military, so I believe in chain of command. Everything has a chain of command. You feel me? You just can't run into the police department and say, "Hey, I want to speak to your, I want to speak to the lieutenant commander of the police department," when you don't even know that it's just a lieutenant that runs the shifts. There ain't no such thing as a lieutenant commander. You see what I'm saying? So you have to understand your, you know, your place in the structure. You know what I'm saying? Watch how you just running up and just running your mouth, because sometimes you can just be wasting your breath, and then they send you off like I did. Before I knew, they sent me out three different locations. But then when I finally had to say the right words, you know what I'm saying, it started opening the right doors. You know, and that's the whole thing. We just have to understand it's a chain of command. You know what I'm saying? It's an order that we have to take. And then orders, you know what I'm saying, and you always have to dot your I's and cross your T's. Don't never let anything be unchecked. Don't leave no boxes unchecked. So, you know, and that was my main motivation for taking the internal affairs step. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing about that. The first, I went to internal affairs two times. It took me two times, not once. It took me two times. Because this is what I always say, too. You got to follow up on your action.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to follow up on your actions. It's cool, you know what I'm saying, to be playing the ball and to catch the ball. But if you don't run towards the touchdown, at least try to make a touchdown, you will never be able to score. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll never be
right
able
on.
To score. So what ended up happening with this was I went to the first internal affairs dude. Okay, little Hispanic dude. Tried to act like he was from the streets. He went to that old street mentality on me. You know what I'm saying? When I had to go to his level on him. Because you're not going to come down to my level. I can only come up to your level. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have no understanding of who I am. You're judging me from my streets. You know what I'm saying? From what you're reading in the report about how I was interacting with the police on the streets. But then when it comes to seeing me in person, now it's on a whole another mind frame. You know what I'm saying? How about this dude took the report, but not only did he not complete the report, the only thing he put in the report was that I came down to file a complaint against the police officer about my camera, my cell phone, and the ID, the items that the officer had taken. And I was like, hell to the nah. I'm down here to file a discrimination because my rights have been violated supremely. And I want to make a record of this so this would go on document, you know what I'm saying? So if I do send my homeboy up here who just that the same exact thing happened to me, I can send my homeboy up here, and I already know that my case is already in there. So you can't say that this ain't happened before because I'm already in that documented. But this is why you had to follow up, because this dude, when I go, this was happened on the 20th, I came back on the 27th. I called again. How about there ain't no record of my report? How about the dude, the second internal affairs officer, how about he tells me that the first dude retired, that we just retired?
Yeah.
With my case just laying there, open report, and nothing being done to it.
Yeah. Well,
you
know,
feel
me?
That's the power of follow-up, though.
If they can keep you coming back, you know what I mean, then, you know, they can guarantee themselves a job. You know, a lot of people, you know, go to the courtroom and get to run around. You know, they don't have this paper, don't have that paper. They're in the wrong place. And I mean, you know, all that's a game that they play, you know. So you're definitely right. It's important that we follow up. I think, though, the most important thing, you know, when I talk to people, the most important thing I stress is the need for us to get organized. Because, you know, when we organize ourselves, then, you know, people who might not know the power of follow-up have the advantage of hearing somebody like yourself explain how important it is to follow up on those types of situations. So, I mean, none of us individually are as strong as all of us collectively.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's the past truth. You know what I'm saying? That is the past truth. And I like the way that this paper here, because I addressed this one time on this show. You know what I'm saying? When dude was like, man, I'm gonna write the president and talk about this. For what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people really kill me when they say that. You know what I'm saying? They're going to write, what the? That you might as well write Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Write to Santa Claus.
It ain't like they don't already know. Everybody,
you feel me? Write to Santa Claus, because that ain't. This is what I mean by your chain of command. But that Obama has nothing to do with Tampa, Florida. I don't care how many times he come here and do pep rallies and all this and that. He has no direct impact on Tampa, Florida. Who does, Mister? I want to be independent now. Your governor, Chris, okay? Now you fall it down to your mayor, who got your weed and seed, you know what I'm saying, program set all up around in the black neighborhoods. But then when you walk into any other neighborhoods, you don't see no weed and seed sign. You just see a welcome to the neighborhood. What is a weed and seed, though? You feel me? This is a weed and seed community. Did we vote on that? No. That's what your mayor put into effect. You feel me? So that is who has your direct impact on your life right now. Your county commissioners, all this on this paperwork, your county commissioners, get them up out of there. Your Tampa City Council and housing authorities, who keeps who's the ones that's tearing down the projects, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the city councilmen that's authorizing it. You got the housing authority that's saying these need to be torn down. And then you got the city council that's backing it up, saying, okay, yeah, but what else do you want to do? Look at what they're doing with Central Park. You seen what they're doing with Central Park?
Yeah, man.
And that whole project that they got going on?
Yeah, I know.
You feel me?
Unaffordable. I know.
You feel me? So it's like, how you going to move back in there?
Yeah, I know that much.
How you going to move back in there? When the rent and everything is, you know what I'm saying, starting off at, you know, $1,000 down there a month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, for so-called condos and all this, so everybody can be so-called closer to downtown. So it's like it's a chain of command. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people was getting mad and talking about, well, no, man, the only thing you need to do right now, you know what I'm saying, in the next election and everything else, you know what I'm saying, we have to vote out the individuals that are directly impacting this here in Hillsborough County. Stop thinking about the city. Stop thinking about the state. You feel me? Because none of that has an impact on your daily life but those key people right there, your mayor. Governor Chris ain't even really, because you see what he trying to do. He just, you know, he trying to just switch parties up so he can do his own agenda. You know what I'm saying? To get his own agenda popping. So the best thing to do is definitely try to get him up out the way. You know what I'm saying? Don't vote for him. Get him up out the way. You know, get all them council members that everybody keep complaining because they done barred people from coming up and publicly talking to them. You know what I'm saying? But these are the same individuals that you saying that you want sitting in them seats to represent the city. So if that's the case, we have to get them up out of there. A brother came to me now, and I don't want to be no stereotypes, but I have to look at him honestly. You know what I'm saying? This older school brother say he want to run for county commissioner. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, I'm meeting you at the bar with a pint in your back pocket. I can't vote for you. I can't vote for you, bro. I can't vote for you, man. You was in the wrong place at the wrong time trying to pass off your political views, or the lack of, for that matter. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't even have none. So some people just be looking at them positions just like a retirement spot. Now I get up here and I can just chill. You know, they ain't always in there. Well, I ain't seen none of them so far that's been in the best intentions of progression. You know what I'm saying? Being keeping in contact with you, keeping in contact with Miss Burton. You know what I'm saying? And actually, wait, what goes on? What do y'all need? Since y'all the voices, you know what I'm saying, for the community, what do y'all need? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask the community. You feel me? Don't ask the community. Ask the ones that are directly impacting the community. You see you all around in the community. Why you wouldn't say, well, hey, man, I mean, what areas have you been in since you've been all around town? What areas have you been in that you think would be that you know, this tax dollar money we could put towards and really make an impact? I ain't talking about putting up detention ponds and putting fucking a track around and shit, because to me, I don't care what they keep talking about. That's a runoff water pond. It's a detention pond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and how can you promote health, you know what I'm saying, by putting me in an unhealthy environment?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all games they play, man. Like, you know, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 that was signed into law in February of last year by President Barack Obama sent $420 million to Tampa, Florida, and Hillsborough County for the creation of jobs, for the saving and creation of jobs. And we don't know where the money is. You know, we made a public information request to the city council, to the county commission, you know, to ask them, you know, to show us where the money is. And we specifically asked about $120 million that were dispersed over six zip codes and the Tampa Housing Authority. So we asked about 02, 03, 05, 10, and 12, and there was another zip code. I can't remember what it is right now, but we asked about them, you know, where's the money? And they gave us 1,100 pages of spreadsheets, told us to find it ourselves. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know, so we don't know where the money is. You know, certainly don't see any jobs. You know, I don't know if you heard me say that this morning, but right here in Hillsborough County is the $4 billion taxpayer budget. And $4 billion is enough money to put everybody to work that wants to work. But Hillsborough County spends 40% of the taxpayer money on law enforcement and detention, and less than 5% on economic and housing, which is what we need to be focused on for real if we care about seeing taxpaying citizens getting back to work.
Right. And all this is related to My Health, Your Health Monday, because this is a health problem, people. This is a health problem. You have to look at it like that. It's not even just a social problem. You know what I'm saying? This is a health problem. This is detrimental to our health. You know, these people is trying to kill us. I don't care how nobody want to look at it. Blood raw, these people is trying to kill us. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. It's just that serious.
It ain't no mistake that the fire department and the emergency services department, the paramedics or what have you, is right around the corner from the courthouse. That ain't no mistake. You know, I mean, that courthouse gives you seizures and heart attacks and strokes. You know, it ain't no mistake that they had that right around the corner, you know, from the courthouse. So, I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. This colonial state that we live in, this situation where we don't control anything about our lives, we don't control our land, we don't control our, you know, our electricity, our, you know, our utilities at all, you know, electricity, water, what have you. We don't control whether or not we can get a paycheck, you know, so not having that kind of control over your life, coupled with the fact that the people who do have that kind of control don't really care whether you live or die, definitely makes for an unhealthy situation.
Man, all that, and that's so real. That is so real. Detrimental to your health. So people, it's time to get healthy. I mean, really. Your statement down at the bottom, we're taking control of our lives, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really, really for me a past tense, you know what I'm saying? But it is such, you know, a present tense for people that really need to get involved and really take, you know what I'm saying, what's going on seriously. I mean, what the brother said, DJ Squid, what he said, you know what I'm saying, what pissed me off, was 30 brothers came by and spoke to you, but not none of them picked up a sign, you know what I'm saying, in support. You know,
yeah, I mean,
and that is showing you, though, you know what I'm saying, we don't need to be reaching. Y'all 30 mugs, that's what we need to reach. If we can get y'all 30 to stand out here, you think about the impact. It's freedom of speech to stand out there in front of the courthouse. It's freedom of assembly for us to all get together. You feel me? It's not gang-related, you know. And that's what we need to do. You got to exercise your freedoms, though. Your freedom of assembly, your freedom of speech, your freedom of press. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, you know, the cops even threatened me one day I was on my block. You know what I'm saying? And I'm videotaping the kids because the dumbass little kids, you know what I'm saying, they get off the school bus. They plotting, you know what I'm saying, before they even go to school. When I get off the school bus, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to fight. Now, the thing that I have a problem with is that this was spread all the way throughout school. You know what I'm saying? Even the teachers and everybody else knew about it. So instead of the school board taking it upon themselves to either have the parents, you know what I'm saying, voluntarily police their kids, you know what I'm saying, and set up a after-school little program where parents, some volunteer parents, which we got plenty of them, you know what I'm saying, that can sit out there and monitor the kids. Not to have the police pull up and taser, you know what I'm saying, and pull out taser guns on the kids. And this is a black officer. He pulled a taser gun out on the kids, you know what I'm saying, about to taser one of them until I pulled the camera out. When I pulled the camera out and I say, man, this is the problem with our community. Every black person in this community needs to have a camera on them at all times.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if it's your cell phone, spy cam, some kind of camera, some kind of video and audio documentation
of
your encounter with law enforcement. I don't care if they just stopping you to say, oh, I thought you were somebody. Put that ass on camera.
Yes, sir.
You got
I mean,
to
you know,
do that.
Not just when they stopping you. I mean, you know, when you see them stopping somebody
with
in your
anything. That's
yeah,
how I went to jail. But I went to jail. I went to jail for videotaping the police making an illegal stop on a sister and a brother. You feel me? And they pulled these individuals out the car. You know what I'm saying? Searched the car. Didn't even find nothing on them. So I was just the scapegoat. Because you all didn't find anything. Oh, well, he over here talking shit. Let's go bother him. You know what I'm saying? But you had no rhyme or reason to bother me at all.
Right on.
And with the case dismissed, that shows you. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have no rhyme or reason to bother me at all. Just for the simple fact of, oh, well, we need to make some kind of arrest tonight since we out here. That's how I felt. And that's what the videotape shows. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the little video, I went to spend 2 days in jail for a minute and 49 seconds worth of video that I was over 50, 60 feet away from.
Yeah.
Where they do that at?
Oh, man, wherever they want to.
That's
the problem with them having the power. See, that's exactly the point. What we're saying is, you know, it don't matter whether or not somebody like you or not. What matters is whether or not they have the power and control to do something to you because they don't like you. And that's the problem that we face with. You know, it's not, you know, whether or not, you know, because people always like to talk about the racism question. And I mean, you know, but that's not what's important. Whether or not, you know, racism only talks about whether or not somebody likes you or not. Yeah, that don't matter. Because, you know, our problem ain't the fact that we got people that don't like us. Our problem is the fact that we got people who don't like us that have the power to do whatever they want to do to us. That's the problem. So we got to begin. That's why we say we got to take control of our own lives, you know, set our own standards, begin to control our own future if we're going to ever have a real future in this country. We talk about this community mainly, but we certainly understand it is not. It's not just something that is isolated to the Tampa Bay area or the Hillsborough County area, but, you know, that same kind of philosophy works for all across the country and certainly all around the world, that we have to take control of our lives if we can have a real future.
Well, right here, you know what I'm saying, like I explained to the brother, you know, this is an international show, you know what I'm saying, and to me, it's going to take the world, you know what I'm saying, just like it took a village to raise a child, you know what I'm saying, it's going to take the world to get this situation under control. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Because
the
outside looking in is your best resource. Because they untaint it. You feel me? They untaint it. And they don't read the daily headlines and Bay News 9 bullshit that we get. You know what I'm saying? Or the Florida Sentinel death pages. You know what I'm saying? That you constantly reading. They don't get the TBT, which is only newspaper that I do give props for, you know what I'm saying, being that it's a free circulated color, in color newspaper, and it puts out positive news, you know what I'm saying, I do applaud them, you know what I'm saying, but if you read any other kind of headlines, man, please, people are still believing in white Jesus.
Oh, man.
And I'm gonna leave it like that. You feel me? People still believing in white Jesus. So when dudes talking about, you know, the church,
I don't even have a problem with people believing in white Jesus. I have a problem with people believing in anything more than they believe in themselves.
In themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying though, because it is kind of fucked up, because your beliefs are gonna be your child's beliefs, and if you keep steering your child to the left and everybody is driving on the right, then that's where your child is going to be. And continuously, and that chain is just going to continuously be there. I mean, I went off. I cuss kids out sometimes because I'd be like, there's no such thing. I'm sorry. I was brought up wrongfully, and I blame my mother for that. You know what I'm saying? I do. But at the same time, I don't blame her to the point where, you know what I'm saying, I'm finna sue you, Mom. you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. Because she didn't have, you know, it's not her fault that her mother and father before her still passed on the same lies. And that's what they are. Christmas, lies. Halloween, lies. Easter, lies. You feel me? So if you want to create a holiday like these holidays were created, create your own day. Create family day. You know what I'm saying? Today is family day. Fuck all the mother holidays. Make your own day. You feel me? This is Community Awareness Day. This is supposed to be National Pet Week. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's supposed to be National Pet Week. Officially, if you look at the calendar, this is supposed to be National Pet Week. Okay? What is that? What does that got to do with our community? Nothing.
Not much.
Nothing. Where's the Community Awareness Week, though? Where's that? I mean, we need to be aware of what's going on in our community.
Yeah, we got to be about that.
You know, I'm serious. It's a problem. Well, okay, let me put this picture in your head and check this out. This is a little screwed up thought. You know that if you go down 34th and Street, 34th and Chester Street, or really any street in Hillsborough County in a black neighborhood, you're within 1,000 feet of a felony at all times.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You were within 1,000 feet of a felony at all times. So it don't matter if you was riding down the street and was smoking in your car, you know what I'm saying, minding your business. If you get pulled over across the street, guess what's across the street? 9 times out of 10, you got a daycare. You ain't got a daycare, you got the church. If you ain't got the church, you got the school. You feel me? And if you ain't got the school, then you got the park, the recreation park. And you only got two of them. You know what I'm saying? Two of them, and one of them is the YMCA that ain't even opened up freely to the public.
Yeah, you know, I heard a white dude the other day on WMNF say that's the case everywhere he ain't say around the world. He said in America, though, he said there's no place on the map in black neighborhoods that's not 1,000 feet away from a felony.
It ain't.
He said there's no place on the map.
That ain't. And that's that is past a problem. It is so strategically set up. But then it gets all into the you can't blame the churches. Man, please. If the shoe fits, wear it. I'm a strong believer in if I had a humongous hammer, I would knock every church down in Hillsborough County. And I would build one mass church and put every religion up in that motherfucker and tell you get it how you live.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know,
get it how you live.
One thing for sure, you know, you don't see other communities flooded with churches the way you see that kind of thing in our community.
You don't, brother. You don't.
Yeah, you see them focused on some kind of commerce. You know, they use their land for some kind of business use. You know, some kind of development and what have you. You know, we the only ones use our land and resources. For stuff like churches that have become almost obsolete in our community because they don't do anything real to make a real difference for the people in the community anymore. It was a time when churches were bastions of hope and security and material salvation for the black community, but that's not the case anymore. I mean, you know, the church, like I heard you say earlier, that, you know, I hit you to the fact that the courthouse is open 7 days a week. Ironically,
that's detrimental.
but ironically, though, the church is closed, you know, most days of the week. You know, they might be open for Bible study or Sunday service, but, you know, past that, they closed. You know, people are hungry, people are homeless. And the church is closed. You know, people need education, a place where they can perhaps pick up some skills, where they can become gainfully employed, but the church house is closed. So,
nowadays, you know what I'm saying, and this is the problem that I have too, and not to get all, you know, religious bashing or anything, but right about now, religion is really detrimental to our community also. You know what I'm saying? Churches are strategically set up is detrimental and very unhealthy to our community and its progression. It is not causing us progression. You feel me? When I go up into the church house, I mean, We do got a couple of churches. Majority of them are closed down, if you haven't noticed, though. You know what I'm saying? Majority of these little churches are just there just for the specific reason of the boundaries. They're not there to have any members. They're not there, you know what I'm saying, for you know, salvation and come in and repent and all that. No. Only thing you see that Pastor Williams on that church for is because now he's receiving some kind of state funds just for keeping that church open. He ain't got to have no members. He just got to maintain and keep that church open to continue to get his funds. They gonna continue to pay you basically so they can own that boundary. So you can keep continuously going around the community. But the only thing I do look at now. Okay, they got you said about the homelessness and they can't feed, right? Well, not saying Deeper Life, because Deeper Life actually does a lot, you know what I'm saying? Well, from the outside looking in, they're doing a lot. You feel me? I'm not on the inside. But for these other churches, when you go up into these churches, do you know that these churches are giving away outdated food? So when they sit up here talking about, oh yeah, come and get a free meal or come and take home bags of groceries, this shit is outdated.
No, I ain't know that, bro.
Look at the man. Go to these churches, just do an experiment, bro. When they talk about something, they feeding and you come in and get you a bag of groceries, look at the dates on the stuff that they giving out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna spray all of them, but it's four churches, definitely, that my homeboy, part-time mama, she goes and visits, and I know that every bag that they done brought home, them snacks, is either 2 days old, over, or a day over, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact, it's not fresh food, so it's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for you. But this is done in the name of the church, though. This is what your church is doing for you. This is what your church is doing for your community. And that's foul. That is foul. You feel me? That is very foul. Regardless of whoever knows or doesn't know, that is foul. You are getting old food, you know what I'm saying, to where my homegirls, Weedlet, who got their own nonprofit organization, was threatened to be arrested because they went down by the Salvation Army in downtown with fresh food that, you know, everybody cooked and stuff like that and was feeding the homeless. And do you know that damn police came up and said you can't feed the homeless without a permit?
Yeah.
You can't feed the homeless down here, people, without a permit. You have to have a permit to feed the motherfucking homeless.
No doubt. They got it like that.
Come on now. What they do that at? You know, where they do that at?
Well, you know, the reality is, man, and I'm going to have to get up off of here in a minute, man, but I just want to definitely call in, chime in, you know, I told you I would do that.
Hey, that's real.
The reality is, man, we live in a police state. You know, I don't understand what's wrong with us. When I say what's wrong with us, I'm talking about African people in this country who can wake up every morning, walk out their door, and see that you know, most of our community has been kidnapped. If we're not captured and locked up, we just get
damn,
released.
Damn, boy, you just said a mean one there, though. Kidnapped, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we're just getting kidnapped.
You
know, if we're not already captured, we're getting released. Are we getting ready to go? You know, everybody you see in your neighborhood tied to this process of criminalization, you know, some kind of way or the other connected to the criminal court system. Being shot down by the police, being chased by the police, so you crash your car and die or burn up, you know.
And that's supposed to be illegal, and they still doing it.
And your children, you know, you know they kidnapped your children, you know, and you can't never, you know, you can't never get them back. They say that, they figure it's all right that you can get them back. And I don't understand how we can see this going on a daily basis and not consider it war. I mean, you know, what else is it if it's not war? If you look at Iraq, you see, you know, they got helicopters in Iraq. They got helicopters right here in Hillsborough County. They got assault rifles in Iraq. They got assault rifles right here in Hillsborough County. They got men running around with body armor and pistols. They got that right here. They got that in Iraq. They got that right here in Hillsborough County. They got tanks in Iraq. They got a tank that served arrest warrants right here in Hillsborough County. You know, they got cages that they lock you in when they capture you in Iraq. They got cages that they put you in when they capture you right here in Hillsborough County. So I don't understand how we can look at the news every day and see, you know, what's going on in Iraq and say it's a war in Iraq, but not look at what's going on right here in our communities, whether it's Hillsborough County or wherever, you know, the listeners may be. You know, looking at, you know, whatever African county. You know, when I say African, you know, I'm talking about, you know, so-called African-Americans. I don't believe that you can be African and American at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, but for all intents and purposes, we'll say African-American. In the African-American community, there's a war going on where there's this police army that's running around capturing and killing black people. And how we can act as if we're not in a war, you know, is still confusing to me. Because we are absolutely positively in a war. They're absolutely the police are a standing army in the African community. And if we're going to have a future, if we're going to have a future for ourselves and for our children, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something to make sure that we can have a future. We're going to have to act like we're in a war. We can't be in
That's
a
right.
war and act like we're not in a war. Because you know, the reason why we always suffering the casualties is because they know they're in a war and they acting like they're in a war. You know, ain't nothing like, you know, you were saying people feel like it's kind of unbelievable about what happened to you. It ain't unbelievable to me. Because what I understand
yeah, yeah.
is... what I understand
if you got
is,
an understanding of it, it ain't nothing unbelievable.
Yeah, they, because, you know, they know they're in a war. You know, so and they doing everything they can do to win the war. In the meantime, you know, seems like we're doing everything we can do to help them win the war. Instead of doing what we got
in a very kind of crude way, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, Life, hold on one, real quick. 727, you on the line in the show. You know what I'm saying? I see you got your hand up. You can go ahead with your comment.
All power to the people.
All right, all right. What's happening? How you doing? How you doing?
This is Sister Connie Burton, Uhuru Conrad Life.
All right, here we go.
I just really want to have appreciation for the way Brother Life has laid out the condition of African people here in America. Real briefly, brother, I'm reading this book, and it's called The New Jim Crow. And this was laid out, and something that we've all, you know, those of us that's progressive and working. Oh, she makes this quote of from W.E.D. Du Bois and says that, talking about the condition of African people, it says that the slaves went free, stood a brief moment in the sun, then move back again towards slavery. And what that sister outlined in that book called The New Jim Crow is that from the standpoint of the freedom of black people in America, the alleged emancipation proclamation that has received at that time without knowledge of freedom that some Africans knew they was and others didn't, we have been experiencing a serious backlash for white America from this white political structure to move us back in the same condition, whether it was from freedom to convict leasing to what we see now, this whole prison industrial complex. And the thing that we have to do, just like Brother Life says, we have to organize, recognize that a war, that we are in a virtual war, a real war, with
yeah.
all the trimmings, whether it was the COINTELPRO, whether it's a psychological warfare where all of the dope remain in our community and everybody get kidnapped and go to prison, but the dope still remain here. Whether it's genocide, forced removal of our children by state agents, kidnappers, to take our children from us. Whether it's the denying our ability to have gainful employment. That is happening to African people so we can be put in the same position in which white people brought us here. For in the first place, we will not never ever have any type of peaceful accord with these people until we have power of our own life. Then we set the term who we want to be friends with. But as long as we're in a situation where we're not struggling to be free, we're not organizing ourselves to resist these vicious policies, then we find ourselves one person fighting on Monday, the next person fighting on Tuesday. At the same time, we're fighting at adults. Our communities and the whole neighborhoods are being taken from us. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Because if we're waiting for some great white hope to fall up out the sky, that ain't the solution. And that's not the way it's up. We have too many historical accounts that lay out real clearly that when we are fighting, when we are organizing, whether it was the beloved Dr. King or the mighty magnificent of the Black Power Movement led by Brother Huey P. Newton or others, when we was organized, we win. When we don't organize, we don't win shit. We find ourselves in these situations that we scratching our head, praying, wondering, and hoping. So my thing is, I can't say anything different than Brother Life has said. We have to organize, and we want to invite people to come out to our meeting. If you're in Tampa on May the 22nd at the College Hill Library, they're going to see our plan. We have a strategy. We have a plan. We ain't just talking about it. We got a plan that could win our freedom. But it's going to take real people not to sit back, not to hope, not to look for a few of us to do all the work, but all of us got to get involved. So, again, that meeting is May the 22nd at 1 p.m. at the College Hill Library. And all people that believe in power and every group of people that should have power over their own lives, everybody that believe in freedom, justice, and equality, we invite you to come out. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's real. That's Ms. Connie Burton, you know what I'm saying? The chairman of the BPADO, which is the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization. And, you know what I'm saying, we also got on the line Life, who is the director of the organization of the BPADO. And, you know, it's past time, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to say it's time. It's past time. People need to take the watch off, throw it on the ground, kick it, stomp on it, because it's past time. You know, if you keep looking at your watch, waiting on what time is the revolution going to pop off? I've been waiting. Life sales going to pop off around... No, it ain't no time. It's past time.
Yeah.
It's past
you know,
time.
All power to the people, brother.
Hey, right, thank you very much, Ms. Burton. Appreciate you very much.
African community.
That's real. Hotel to you, baby.
Like the chairman was saying, man, you know, it's going to take us to change our mentality. See, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's not that Africans don't believe in organization. You know, Africans believe in organization. That's why Africans go to college, because they believe in organization. That's why Africans join the military, because they understand, you know, how organization can benefit them. That's why, you know, that's why we go get jobs, because we understand how being, you know, part of an organization can work out in our own good. The problem is we don't have a serious belief in our ability to organize ourselves and solve our problems. You know, so once we change that mentality and begin to believe in our power. And I'm glad that the chairman brought up references like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because, you know, that's not ancient history. We ain't got to go all the way back to when we was kings and queens and pharaohs and Egypt and what have you. You know, we can look right here in the 20th century, right here in this country, you know, 6 hours away in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, 5 hours away in Birmingham, Alabama, where, you know, an ordinary African, an ordinary man, you know, that was born from a man and a woman. It wasn't no immaculate conception. He had a mama and a daddy. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, was able to galvanize a nation of Black people to organize in their own interests. We can say the same thing about Malcolm Little, who became Malcolm X, you know, right up the road in New York. You know, he was born, you know, to a man and a woman. Ordinary man, he had, you know, he had issues, you know, went to jail, went to prison, ordinary dude, you know, but came to the understanding that if our problems are ever going to be solved, we're going to have to solve them ourselves. You know, whether you want to, I mean, it don't matter. We got plenty of examples. Huey P. Newton over there in Oakland, California, he was a regular dude. I mean, you know, Malcolm was born, you know, of course Malcolm was born in Omaha, Nebraska, but, you know, then, you know, went up top. You know, Detroit, New York did his thing there. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just ordinary people born in ordinary places. You know, Nebraska, Negro in Nebraska, you can't get no more ordinary than that. You understand? And so you got ordinary people like Huey Newton, ordinary dude, Fred Hampton in Chicago, ordinary guy, 21 years old, an ordinary guy, an ordinary young Black man who did some extraordinary things. So, you know, that's what I'm saying to people. You don't have to be Superman. You don't have to be Superwoman. You don't have to be, some kind of, specially gifted or talented person. All you have to have is the determination to fight and the belief that you can win. And we can win. History has shown us that we can win. We can win.
Truly won't change. I ain't talking about Obama change. I'm talking about some real, our personal life change. You feel me? Not no world change. And I be frank. Fuck the world. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the world. You know what I'm saying? Fix your world first. You know what I'm saying? And when you say world, people just take it on such a astronomical level. Like we talking about Ethiopia or Asia. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying your personal world. Your personal space right here. Your heart, your mind, your body, soul. That's your world. If you bring somebody into your world. You feel
right
me?
Right there where you pay taxes. Start there. I mean, if you can change the place where you pay taxes, then you have a shot at changing, the place everywhere else. You know, right there where you live, where you go to school, where you go to work, where you go to church, where you buy groceries. If you can make a change in that area right there, if you can organize your block, if you can organize, your neighborhood, if you can organize, your city or your county, then do that because then you can take that on the road, just like America. The same stuff they do at Abu Ghraib, they've been doing in SCI Green in Philadelphia. The same kind of torture, that waterboarding and all that they do in Iraq, they do that right there in Philadelphia. They perfected it in Philadelphia and took their show on the road, all around the world. And that's the kind
of
thing we can do. That's the kind of thing we can do. When we can show that we can organize our neighborhood, our block, our city, our county, then we can take the show on the road. But we can focus on, we can focus on that right there, right there in our own hood.
Yeah, that's my whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Focus on your world and the world that's directly, affecting you right now. You know what I'm saying? You can't worry about Georgia because you don't stay in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't be worrying about the police pulling your nephew over in Georgia because you're not in Georgia. But the police are pulling you, your cousin, your nephew, your auntie, your mama, and everybody else over right here in Tampa. So you going to worry about the police over there in Georgia when you can't even fix the problem right here in Tampa? No, that's the focus. You know what I'm saying? The focus is right here.
As I dip out, I want to say, man, I really appreciate the fact that you do use your show to focus in on the situation right here in Hillsborough County in the city of Tampa. Because there's a lot of so-called African-American talk show hosts that want to talk about everything else but Hillsborough County
right
in the city of Tampa. They want to
talk about
what's going on in Europe and, talk about the G8 and talk about, whether or not, what they were talking about the other day, Arizona, whether or not the Arizona law is right. I mean, we got so much we can talk about right here.
Already been there. If you look at it, we done been there. Sorry, Mexicans, but we done been there. We done been racially profiled for 400 years, and we still racially profiled. And we got goddamn citizenship cards and everything. And we still, damn, they're required to pull out our birth certificate, social security card, two verifications of your address. You should have this on you at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly.
That's the problem. That's how serious it is for us down here. I sympathize with Mexicans. I sympathize with them.
I don't know about anywhere else, but I know right here in Florida, you can't even ride your bicycle. You can't even walk down the street. You know, it used to be, you'd run into the police come in contact with you if you're driving your car. Now you can be on your bicycle. Now you can just be walking down the street. They just run up on you anytime they get ready. Let me see your ID. Where you from, where you going. I mean, so it's a ridiculous kind of thing that we're living in right here in Hillsborough County. It's a police state. It's a fascist state. And if we're going to survive, unless we want to all end up homeless, hungry, in jail, in prison, or dead, we're going to have to organize and fight like hell to make sure that we can secure ourselves the future.
And depending on your government. If you be dependent on your government, you're going to be a dead dog.
Oh, man. Already dead.
You're going to be a dead dog. You're going to be a dead dog.
Already dead. If you're dependent on the government, you're already dead. Just don't know it yet. On that, brother, I'm going to say all power to the people and black power to the African community. I really appreciate you letting me share, bro. And,
hey, Life.
You know, Yo.
Bruh, anytime, you feel me? Even if you want to call up, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can even network on that and do a poetry moment here, you feel me? This show, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I've been in this radio now, Lord done bless me, for over a year. You feel me? I'm past my year in radio, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Good, bro.
So I had my, if you listen to my first season, yeah, you will hear a whole nother side, because you know what I'm saying, the Lord ain't touched me yet with the true power that I possess. You know what I'm saying? So it reflects, you know what I'm saying, in my first season the way I was just wilding out and just, you know what I'm saying anything and just doing anything for attention versus, you know what I'm saying, using this type of medium and thinking about the real positive attention that this is going to get. You know what I'm saying? And not like what you were saying, trying to play, you know what I'm saying, the commercial circuit, you know what I'm saying, but actually getting into the real life circuit. And that's what this is all about. Because you can't get on FM, you can't get on AM without some kind of LCC regulation. I'm on here, can say whatever my mouth that I want to, you know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody going to stop me. Ain't nobody going to send no letter in the mail. So this is the best way to get the information out to the world, you know what I'm saying? Which is also the community, because without communication, there's no unity. So that's what community is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the world is. You got to communicate with the world so we can all unify, and then, you know what I'm saying, we can all get help. Because you're going to take the outside to help the inside, fix the inside. Believe that.
Right on.
Believe that. Thank you very much, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, you know what I'm saying? I'm on here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, you're always welcome, open invitation to come through. You know what I'm saying? And I always put a hold to any topics, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And focus on my community, because that's what it's all about.
That's what it is, brother.
That's all about. So I'll be seeing you in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Definitely circulating around town. And matter of fact, if you happen to be around 34th, around about 4 or 5 o'clock, I need you to swing by because I'm going to have the paperwork on me.
Okay, all right, bet. I'm going to be over there about 5 o'clock. Well, hold on. I got to go to a passenger patrol meeting at 4 o'clock or something like that, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I don't know if it's at A. Brown Church or Abdullah Baptist. But I hear you, man. You got my number, man.
Yeah,
your number,
I just call you. Well, I call you wherever you might be at. See where you might be.
Hey, is your number still the same?
Yeah, the 436-736-7106. That's me.
All right, bitch, I got you then. I'll hit you up by that time.
All right, that'll work. All right, appreciate it, brother. Hotel.
No problem, bro. Peace.
All right. All right, y'all. Right there. You know what I'm saying? This is My Health, Your Health Monday, man. And, you know, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? As far as this radio show. Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE, we just deliver great entertainment to the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean the world. But the purpose, you know what I'm saying, for me taking out time and giving, you know, important people like that, you know, that brother right there and that sister they called, more important to me than the motherfucking president himself. You know what I'm saying? More important than Congress. More important than the Senate. You know what I'm saying? More important than the government, period. Because none of them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, have a direct impact, like I say, on my life. But this brother and that sister right there have a direct impact and can either help me go forward in what I'm trying to do, or can either just, you know, I keep trying to do it on my own and I just stay stagnant, you know what I'm saying? Or I can get with them and they can either try to bring me back, which I know that's not the case, you know what I'm saying? Because we all about progression and, you know what I'm saying, getting forward in this life. And the reason for covering this type of material is because people really just don't have a belief. People don't have a belief that you can motherfucking go to jail for videotaping police without doing anything, without saying anything, without approaching them, without making any motherfucking personal threats against them or anything. But it happens, and it happens each and every day, and you won't know about it unless somebody talks about it, unless somebody puts it out there to the world, so the world, you know what I'm saying, will know the injustices that's going on here in the United States of assholes. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, y'all already know, it's My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on the Starship Smell of Prize. I'd like to thank Heavenly Angel, Cyanide, you know, for hanging out up in here, you know. And, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, I went down to the courthouse today and got my case dismissed. You know, I've officially beat the goddamn state with a false ass prosecution. You know what I'm saying? But this is my whole thing. How did I win? I had to spend $100 to bond out of jail. Won't get that bond money back. They take $25 when you get arrested. Every single time you go and get booked into the Orient Road Jail down here, they take $25 out of your personal. If you went in today, got out tomorrow, and got arrested again, okay, well, that's another $25. Every single time you go through their doors, it is a $25 per diem charge. Therefore, I need my motherfucking money back. My money was taken. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm out of over $125, you know what I'm saying, just on GP, because this officer wants to sit up here, you know what I'm saying, and arrest me falsely, you know what I'm saying, for not even doing anything, just because I'm what? Black in the United States of assholes. So, with that being said, man, I'm going to get into a song, and then we're going to get right back into, you know, My Health, Your Health Monday, kick off some little nutty news for you, you know what I'm saying, you know, I already know how I do, man. This is Ashwood, and big ups to everybody last night that was at Club Nouveau, had a good time at the Florida Sex Symbols, first annual Florida Sex Symbols concert. And it went down real good. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss John New. Did an excellent job. You can check out on youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. And I'll have some videos posted. And also Ashwood and Third World came up and really held it down. And everybody had a good time. So big ups to everybody that came out and supported, you know what I'm saying, the movement. And we all did what we do, you know what I'm saying? So this is Ashwood. Start this thing off. And then we're going to get into the nutty news after this here.
You don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, oh, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know, we got this thing jumping. We rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push up their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just to feed you, now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think, they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', you know we got this thing jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', we got this thing jumpin', you know we got this thing jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me, now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level, don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go do this here blindfold. Keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, need to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping.
Productions. It's new, it's new, gotta make swag. I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on them platinum grills. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grills. Okay, yeah, daddy, I peep you. I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you the real man. By the way, you shook my hand. Nothing like some freak dudes that can be so rude. I think you's a gentleman. We can make the best friends. If you got me in a fight, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team. I'm talking you and me. There ain't no I and we. No telling what we can be. You can run your roller skate, and I'll lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, can it go if it's physical? Yeah. Respect your grind, I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. See, that's way slipping. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. I like the way he works. He used to be a freak team, and now he got his own show. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rang bells, big like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are Arnie, you're the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, you the king. Yeah, you the false man, keep doing your thing. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a perfect diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair.
You can check out at myspace.com/Janu the Princess, J-A-N-U, the Princess, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. And, you know, we got some more music and all that kind of stuff on there, too. Excuse me. So you can see some pictures and some more audio, video, a couple of videos and stuff like that, too. Plus, I also have this performance on there. Coming up shortly, you know what I'm saying? But right about now, you already know what time it is. And again, 347-237-5125 if you have an interest in calling in and being on the show, or you got any issues, you know what I'm saying, you want to try to get out to the world, man. If I can be any assistance, you know what I'm saying, please give me a call. Again, that's area code 347-237-5125. And this is My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride. It's Fitman. And big ups to Heavenly Angel for dropping very important links, you know what I'm saying, in reference to the NAACP. If anybody might be looking for, you know, if you want to be, you know, going down like that. All right, now, go ahead and get prepared for the news. Like I say, you know what I'm saying, this is the Nutty News of the Day, provided in part by, you know, nuttynewstoday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-motherfucking-wall news.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah. And, I know everybody heard the whole little spiel. You know what I'm saying? If not, run the archive back, and then you can hear the whole little spiel. But one part I said was that, you know, Obama doesn't directly have an impact on your daily life. You feel me? When was the last time the president himself had an impact on your daily life? You can sit up there and try to blame gas. That ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Your own local legislation controls your gas and how high and how low. Because if that's the case, why you can go into some areas of the city and gas is dirt-ass cheap, but then you go on the other side of the town, you know what I'm saying, and gas is high. Go to the next state over, you know what I'm saying, and the gas is, you know, fucking $2, $2, $3 cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing on that. Real quick, I got Mr. Ash. Let's see him. Oh, man, doing the Nutty News. I'm going over here, walk over here real quick, people. Walk over here, let my own boy Ash Wood up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing last night at the Florida Sex Symbols, you know what I'm saying, concert at Club Nouveau. Doing it real big, man. So, y'all hold on. Mr. Wood Ash, no sleep. I'm in the motherfucking building.
What
do don't
no
do
sleep.
What it do don't do.
That's
man. Yeah, man, just going in a little bit. Yeah, my homeboy Life, you know what I'm saying? He called up, and yeah, it was cool too, man. We had a good conversation. You know, him and Connie Burton be down there at the courthouse, you know what I'm saying, just holding it down for the community. And getting you know, getting everybody views and stuff out there and getting them across. So they got the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization up and running. You know what I'm saying? And May 22nd at 1 p.m. they're gonna have a community meeting at the College Hill Library. It's gonna be Life and Miss Connie Burton, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. You know, definitely gotta be up in there, you know what I'm saying, how your face up in the place. And, you know, I know I'm going to definitely be there and putting my 2 cents in, putting my two to four cents in, you know what I'm saying? And what's going down. So, what's happening with you, brother? You already know what time it is, into that old Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? Bringing it to you, my health, your health, Monday style, you know. Had a good time. What's up? You enjoyed the show last night?
Yeah, definitely, man. It was a good show last night, man. I had a lot of fun last night. Shout out to everybody that came out, showed support.
Yeah, everybody had a good time,
man. It was decent, man.
Check the YouTube soon. I had the footage up, you know what I'm saying? I had the footage up posted. And then everybody can check that out, you know. It's going down. What the hell am I playing? Oh, that damn Shelly K. Yeah, so here we go. We're going to get into a little Nutty News real quick, man, so I can get everybody, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the right spirits, man. Because I went down to the courthouse, sat in the fucking courthouse for 2 hours for these punk bitches to tell me I ain't on the docket, you know what I'm saying? And then to go over to the goddamn public pretender's office for these motherfuckers to make me pay $3 just to get a copy of the damn deposition that says that the case has been dismissed. I don't, you know, that's some old fag shit, but it's out of the way, so fuck it, you know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, finna go ahead and hold your stomachs, goddammit, hold your stomachs. We're about to go ahead and get this Nutty News brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild and crazy news. And we start this thing off, man, in Massachusetts, you know what I'm saying, where prisoner has to give up Nicholas, yeah, his stuffed bunny. It's only going to get worse, people. It's only going to get worse. Convicted teen butcher John Ogren has to give up his stuffed bunny when he is shunted to a single cell at maximum security lockup, where he is expected to serve the first 2 years of a life sentence for hacking a schoolmate to death. Ogren, a former Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School student, will not be permitted to bring Nicholas, the stuffed rabbit that gave him comfort in the holding cell during trial, to prison. There's no need for that, brother. They gonna stuff your bunny. You have you gonna get plenty of stuffing when you motherfucking take your faggot ass on up to motherfucking prison. You got 2 years to go ahead and get ready to be stuffed. Cause yeah. No, what kind of shit is that? You gonna, man. And something as malicious as hacking, I mean, not cutting a person up. You're talking about hacking a person up. Man, hell no. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get Tiger Woods up in here. Not the mean Tiger Woods, but right next to old Heavenly Angel, we're in Washington, D.C. Yeah, you know you're just going to hear about it sooner or later, people. You know you're going to hear about it. Obama. Yep, good old Obama caught in cheating scandal with campaign aid. Yeah, y'all already knew. I mean, who the fuck didn't expect that to come out? Honestly,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now, was anybody not waiting on that to come out? You know what I'm saying? Right. Obama has been caught in a cheating scandal after being caught with a former campaign aide. Security video that shows everything could topple both Obama's presidency and marriage to Michelle. What the fuck for? Bitch, you ain't going no motherfucking way. You ain't got shit else to do. Sit your ass there just like everybody else. Bill Clinton, Hillary, stayed her dumb ass there. Bush, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else before them. You know what I'm saying? Come the fuck on, man. Anyway, a confidential investigation has learned that Obama first became close to 35-year-old Vera Baker when she worked to get him elected to the U.S. Senate, raising millions in campaign contributions. Right. But somebody raise their hand and tell me if I give a fuck. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers didn't give a damn about motherfucking Bill. You know what I'm saying? Getting sucked up underneath the goddamn Oval Office desk. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the headlines today, and that shit was out the headlines tomorrow. The motherfucker admitted he smoked weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said nothing about good old Bill, and let old Bill's all right. He's just being honest. Man, that shit ain't honest, man. But then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to try to throw him through the ringer and shit. Man, motherfuck that. But we're still in Washington, D.C., where 40-plus children's cold allergy medicine has been recalled. Yeah, all you stupid motherfuckers out there that got the goddamn flu virus shot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on, man. And it got recalled. You motherfucker better get back to some goddamn natural hot toddy healing. You know what I'm saying? If some goddamn whiskey and honey can't fix you up, I think you might want to find something else. You know what I'm saying? But more than 40 over-the-counter infants and children's liquid medications are being recalled in the U.S. and 11 other countries because they don't meet quality standards. McNeil Consumer Healthcare issued the recall for children's versions of how the hell, man? Tylenol, Tylenol Plus, Motrin, Zyrtec, and Benadryl, some of the products recalled, may have a higher concentration of active ingredient than is specified on the bottle. Come on, man. How you put more shit than what is measured? You know what I'm saying? I mean, each bottle is measured, you know, precisely to put this much ingredient, that much ingredient. So how the fuck in every single different bottle, different brand,
Tylenol, Tylenol Plus, Motrin, Zyrtec, and Benadryl? Come the fuck on. Where's quality control at? There ain't no quality control in these motherfucking companies that oversee this shit. All right. Imagine that, people. I'm just reading this shit to bring it to y'all light. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't see through the darkness and see this goddamn light at the end of the tunnel that I'm trying to goddamn expose you to, hey, you know, I tell you, man. Let's keep on going, man. We're in Hartsdale, New York. Where pay your pet cemetery bills. Yeah. Dog dug up. Cremated. Okay, all that looks fucked up. But a judge has sided with the cemetery. Dodo was a dog, a mixed breed treasure whose cemetery bills didn't get paid. The owners are Chinese immigrants who moved to New Jersey, but they said they didn't get the bills for annual upkeep. It ended badly. Workers dug up the dog, cremated her, and spread the ashes over the cemetery.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Man. I mean, well, shit, the dog still got a proper burial. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Yeah, man. Who, really? Are you really, like, heartbroken because the motherfucker's dead? The bitch already dead. I mean, man, he like they dug the dog up and then stuffed the dog and then gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? That'd be some fucked up shit. They dig your dog up, stuff the dog, and then send you the dog in the mail and shit. Tommy, you ain't paid the bill. Here's your dog back. Ah, that ain't fucked up, man. Here's your dog back. Motherfucker. Sign sincerely, you know what I'm saying, the graveyard. Hey, man, let's go on over here to Tana. I don't know where the fuck that is, but that's where we're at. Where a tribe is preparing for return of God. Yeah. Prince Philip. Who the... Y'all smoking on? Well, anyway, on a remote island in the South Pacific, villagers are counting the days until they welcome their God back to his rightful home. The people of Yaonanin on the island of Tana believe a man descended from one of their spirit ancestors will return to live among them. When he comes home, he will sleep in a hut and hunt wild pigs with his tribe. The man they are waiting for is the Duke of Edinburgh. Man, y'all got to be smoking old crack, too. Y'all smoking old crack, too, man. All right. Golly, people. I know crack, you know what I'm saying? Left the damn ship, but damn. And we got a bridge check. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Whose sister had a baby, 7 pounds, 10 ounces. And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Baby girl. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord, for bringing that youth, you know what I'm saying, up into the world. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. Cyanide has got to run. And appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? For coming through. And, you know what I'm saying? Learning a little bit of knowledge, people. That's what the life is all about. All right, continuing on in Lowell, Massachusetts. Parking clerk, which I probably would have did this my motherfucking self, you know what I'm saying? But a parking clerk altered records to avoid paying tickets. That's what I'm talking about. Using that job for what it's worth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A former city parking clerk hacked into registry of motor vehicles and city computer systems to wipe out $1,400 in parking tickets and excise tax fees so she could renew her registration. Judy Coughlin is scheduled for arraignment on 12 counts of unauthorized access to a computer system and 12 counts of public records violations. The charges carry a penalty of 30 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Oh, shit. Oh, bitch was looking at motherfucking Fed time and shit. How in the hell you done mess with a federal government, though? I mean, ain't that federal when you start dealing with, hacking? hacking into computer system. Ain't that a federal crime?
Yeah.
And then you talking about into a computer system and into public records. So you not only violated, come on, man, and y'all talking about 30 days in jail? But I go to jail, I get off for 30 days in jail for videotaping the police. Yeah, man. Fuck they do that at, man. What they do that at? Right over here in goddamn Florida, that's what they do with that.
Slow weed,
you know what I'm saying?
Slow weed.
All right, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Keep this thing moving. Couple more minutos, 9 minutos. And we got to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? And we're in Wisconsin, where robbers may have gotten away with cigarillos. That's my brand. A convenience store clerk who saw two masked men enter the store via surveillance cam locked himself in the store's office, thwarting the crooks' attempts to get into the cash register, police said. The clerk locked the office door and called 911. The clerk said he didn't get into the cash register, but a couple of cigarillos could be missing. What the? I know goddamn well you didn't report that dumbass shit. What the fuck else? Ah, man. All right. Okay. Let's go on over here to Montana, man. And I ain't talking about the little white chick. You know what I'm saying? Hannah. And I'm in Lolo, Montana, where a woman does not recognize the state of Montana. Okay, who cares? Obama didn't recognize the goddamn United States of asshole. That's why he ain't put his goddamn hand over his motherfucking right side and pledged to the fake-ass allegiance of the United States of asshole. Shit.
Are you coming in?
Jackla, huh?
Oh, I've been just standing outside. How you doing?
Oh, Jackie D. Ford, 37, is accused of stealing a Lolo home. First, by attempting to transfer the property deed over to herself, and then by physically moving in and changing the locks. Jackie does not want to enter a plea because she does not recognize the state of Montana as the entity, said Paulette Ferguson, the public defender representing Ford. Well, if you don't recognize the state as the goddamn proper authority, how about you get the fuck up out of here then? I wouldn't give that bitch a plea. This is your sentence. Bye. The fuck up out of the state, period. You know what I'm saying? Peace out. Ain't even recognize the state just so you can get the sentence? What kind of shit is that? Fuck is crazy, man. In Idaho, you know what I'm saying? We got a Charlie Chaplin wannabe. Yeah, Charlie Chaplin was arrested. Yeah, the little tramp who kicks off this week's mugshot roundup was busted in Idaho on a probation violation charge. Apparently, the 25-year-old had to surrender his bowler and bamboo cane before the booking photo was snapped. How ignorant does that even sound? How the fuck are you even in jail with a cane or whatever the fuck a bowler is? Are y'all serious? Alright. I think a bowler is his hat. I think that's what the fuck a bowler is. I'm assuming that. Might be making an asshole out of myself, but I'm assuming that. Alright. Anyways, good old Houston, Texas. Feds scrutinized the arrest of Chinese diplomats. Three Houston police officers have been assigned desk duties as city and federal authorities scrutinize the arrest of a local Chinese diplomat who says police hit him in the face during a traffic stop. Said he was traveling with his wife in a consulate vehicle when he saw a police patrol car with flashing lights behind him. Yu said he stopped his vehicle and waited several minutes but drove off when the officer remained in his car and took no apparent action. Bitch, you would have got hit your motherfucker. You would have got tasered down here in Florida fucking around. Shit, Thompson driving off. Man, you crazy. He would have had a field day with his ass. He would have been tasered like a motherfucker all on the ground, like, oh, shit, the hell. All right, let me tell you something, Chinese people. Don't come down here and get Americanized, all right? You will never be as diabolical as true Americans, and I mean true Americans, and that's the police. You know what I'm saying? All right, sorry about that. Hard beam, bring old party time up in this motherfucker for the last couple of minutes. And, you know, it's how we do. It's how we do.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Now, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. So somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Yeah, I would have laughed, too. I would have laughed extra hard. All right, so I got two more when we out the building, you know what I'm saying? Wrapping this thing on up. And he ain't got no name yet. Whoa. Hey, tell her the name of little Smelina. Yeah, name the daughter Smelina. Hey, name the daughter after me. This name is Smelina, goddammit. All right, we finished this and this off. We got two more left. Right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Man shoots neighbor with a bow and arrow over a parking. Damn, what happened to Cupid shooting bitches to fall in love and shit? You know what I'm saying? Fucking shooting over parking and shit. Just after 11 p.m., police received a report that a man identified as Anthony Giovanni, 35, was struck with what he believed was a rock as he was walking inside of his house on the 400 block of Franklin Street. Giovanni told police that after being struck, he looked and observed his neighbor, later identified as Robert Wood, 41, entering his home. The victim then noticed an arrow protruding from his back. What kind of Daniel Boone bullshit is that? You shooting a motherfucker in the back. Not only in the back, but then you shoot him in the back with a goddamn bow and arrow. Like, if that ain't an open opportunity for straight ass whooping. Man, please. All right, well, fuck it. End of this thing off, man. We in Palm Bay, Florida. Well, I don't know what the hell that is. But a bystander, yeah, good old bystander, stops a bank robbery. Yeah, it took 62-year-old, no, it took 62-year-old Ruben Torres, a New York, what the hell is a New York minute? All right, well, I don't know what the fuck that is, but a New York minute, hey, Ashwood, what's a New York minute? Hello?
The 9 seconds?
No. I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is. But it took 62-year-old Ruben Torres of the New York Minute to become a Palm Bay hero. That was the amount of time it took for the off-duty security guard to spot a suspected bank robber in the lobby of the Space Coast Credit Union, retrieve his gun, and hold the bandit until patrol officers arrived. Police credit Torres, who has a concealed weapons permit, with thwarting the bank robbery at the credit union. Well, ain't that a bitch? You go ahead, homie. I thought he, you know, detained the motherfucker with his bare hand. I'm like, what kind of pussy is that? Smelinia. Smelnia? No. Smelina. Smelina. There you go. Smelina. All right, man, y'all, I'd like to thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Had a good time at the show last night. Big ups to Club Nouveau. Everybody hung out at the Florida Sex Symbols official show. Big ups to Miss John New, Ashwood, Third World. Check them out on youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. Along with, you know, other clips and all that from various clubs and events that we attend right here in Tampa Bay, Florida and beyond. Regular game entertainment style. Y'all already know what time it is. And, yeah, about to get up out of here. Shouts out DJ Party Time, DJ Grand Evil, Smoke, darker than a motherfucking ass. And everybody else, Miss Mouth, Buffy, you know what I'm saying, that came through, hung out. Just everybody that was up in the building, man, you know what I'm saying, that all showed love and came through and had a good time, you know what I'm saying. I'll let y'all on the flip side. I'll be in the hood about an hour or two. Mises and pieces, goddammit. We're going to get the fuck up out of here with, fuck it, because this is what time it is, man. My dog Judge Dredd right here, you know what I'm saying? We about to build it, you know what I'm saying? See y'all at the hood where it's all good. My Health, Your Health Monday, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be healthy, stay the fuck away from the government and stay the goddamn ass out the fucking courthouse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Peace out, people.
It's about time, it's about faith, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time, it's about faith, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. Coming at the red hot, going to double out of crime when it comes to smoking pot and got the shot. For them niggas that's hanging up in the dope spot, the mob side, the bummer side, living like my fan, a parking lot. And I'm going to drop right here and put the brain of a tiny pot. A preschooler, parents hang out with that like a shitty diaper. Just be the sniper with a scope. Take the whole gang on the verse to the worst. When you stack a purse, you burst the cuss before you ride, can a fucking hurt. Planet like these for your devilish deeds. So please listen to me, because I got what you need to be to breathe. But first I thank your ass. Need to read and move God too before I have to intercede. I don't care about your escapades, your tight face, your late night panty raids, or your 20 slaves. Because I haven't done a crime, I haven't stole one skin dime. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Find your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Find your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time.
It's about time, it's about space, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time, it's about space, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time, it's about space, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place.
Time takes for no man, no way, no fucking house, digging this thug shit, rat a fat and pow, pow, punish, one of his surgeons from women who only about that money skimming, long weeds, women, bust of stitches in that gun, those are looking good, but what glitters ain't always gold, that's how I'm sold, leave your ass out in cold, as I watch you shake and shiver, stretch in, lift your lips, come up under here 2,000 rounds, and ain't gonna be no 5,000, superstition, new stitches of the worldwide fellowship, got a new hands my grip, before that gun you uplift, check out, check vibrate, why y'all still around here, fair.
Guys.